Hi, this is a dictation for Tyrone Crankfield Jr. T like Tom, Y-R-O-N-E. Middle last name is Crankfield. C like Charlie, R-A-A-N-K-F-I-L-D Jr. Date of birth is 3/13/1982. Date of accident 10/17/2020. Date of service 4/5/2022. Mr. Tyrone Crankfield is a new patient visit. He has been referred by his attorney to manage as his previous medical clinic was closed permanently. He alleges a chief complaint of seizure pain in the lower back with radiation to his right leg all the way to the foot. In addition, left leg beat up. Pain as well. His back and the leg lock up on him so he cannot move. In addition, reports head. This is what he has written in his own handwriting. History of automobile accident. Mr. Tyrone Crankfield is being seen first time. He alleges that on 10/19/2020 he was a restrained driver in a Equinox 2015 car and was hit by a Ford Escape. He was traveling at 30 miles an hour. He was coming down on Warner southbound, and the accident occurred near Seminole and Warner in East Detroit. Patient alleges that he was a driver. But there was a front seat passenger and a person in the right rear, and he was wearing seatbelt. Airbags didn't deploy. There was loss of consciousness temporarily. It was not a hit and accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient was taken to the hospital via ambulance. This is how the accident happened. He was traveling down the South Warner, and he has just crossed the Van Dyke. And there is a stop sign on Warner, and the other guy did not stop on the stop sign. And he turned on the passenger side of the other car. He himself, our patient, is the one who hit the other car on a T-bone fashion. That is that the other guy was looking at the phone. He didn't realize. Damage, car was completely total, windshield was cracked. The impact patient reports cannot remember any part of the accident. He lost consciousness. Emergency room, patient report that he was taken to Hartford Hospital, where he remained for a few hours. Pain medication, shots were given. No CT scan or X-ray was given at the time due to the COVID issues going on. An MRI of the brain was found negative. Patient also has an IM exam. In addition, patient reports ongoing pain in the lower back with occasional radiation to the left buttock only and to the right leg laterally and anteriorly in S1, S2, dermatome fashion involving only the fifth toe as numbness and feeling it is. He reports that he has a hex right side of the frontal, which is a 9 and has been bothering him. He has to lie. It is almost like a migraine, sensitive to the light, but not sensitive to the noise, not as severe as any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Patient reports following symptom of TBI as being present currently, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, disoriented, vision, in the wind. However, there is no history of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, or forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. The patient denies any incontinence, a urine bubble, or erectile dysfunction, no nausea, vomiting, no loss of the field, no seizures. Distance are described to be robbing, shooting, camping, heavy, tender, punishing, cruel, and varies 5 to 8. The ADLs are factor 9 according to the PEST from scale 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, falling, spinning, and relieved by medications. Patient reports that due to the migraine, which is so severe, he has to lie down, and his pain in the right shoulder is described to be 4 on a scale 1 to 10. However, he is able to lift his arm in abduction up to 180 degrees without pain. But occasionally he has shaking and he drops the phone, but he has no weakness. He reports that he has a fracture of a shin on the right leg, which has become painful again. He is in addition to weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, pain of the right leg, laterally and posteriorly, difficulty walking, sleep, sleep distance, eyes and anesthesia. He has no suicidal thought or homicidal thoughts, but he has moderate anxiety, depression, mood problems, sleep problems, health problems. The areas that are reported affected are eating, feeding, dressing, walking, standing, home chores and laundry, doing yard work, 6 on a scale of 10. The system review is described as first. Positive findings are in respiratory disease, in neurological disease, dizziness, headache, weakness, paralysis, arm and legs. Kidney disease positive for urinary retentiveness, psychiatric positive for anxiety, depression. Pathological history is positive for none, it's not positive. Allergy is none. Family history, mother is alive. And suffering from diabetes type 2. Father is alive. And siblings, 5 siblings have medical problems. Relationship status lives is single, is alone, but his children live with him. 22, 13, 7. Current employment status patient is a security job. He is a sit down job. He has been able to work continuously after the accident. He was off for around 1 year, not back to work since 11/21. Legal history, JC auto law. Personal history, patient does not drink, patient drinks socially, smokes all the time, weed and cigarettes reports. The patient does not abuse recreational drugs. An IME exam by EMT Rehabilitation Associates PC was conducted by Michigan Evaluation Group, signed by Dr. Ronald Taylor. In it, there is a history of these companies of being involved in an accident on October 17, 2020, where he was a driver and drove himself to the ER at DMC. He had a history of 2 epidural injections. Consistently has had pain low back with radiation to both sides, especially the right leg. Right foot has shown some improvement with physical therapy that has continued all along with the 2 epidurals. Patient report. It is reported that Dr. Greaser, GIESSER at Metro Medical Management, saw this gentleman several times, and the epidural was provided by Dr. Nabi, NBIL, who wrote HODLJ on April 1, 2021, as on March 4, 2021. 2 injections were done that brought in significant relief. The MIS affiliated diagnostic was ordered by Dr. Wright, the bar IGST on November 25, 2020, shows a parenteral disc herniation at L5-S1. MRI of the brain was normal, and physical therapy was done from October to all the way to the June 2021. Then the clinic was closed, and the patient has been referred by a surgeon. The doctor said that there was no need for any therapy or any other treatment for this gentleman, and he came back to work normally. He PR report also was involved, present from the hospital with a chief complaint of acute lower back pain. And, thank you.